The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Nikki Thunder of KCHE in Cherokee and Mike Hohenbrink with the Kalmar Courier. Nikki, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator, as chairman of the Finance Committee, will you describe the policies you plan to support regarding Alzheimer's awareness?
Well, most of that doesn't necessarily come through my committee, although we do have some jurisdiction over FDA, but it would be more in the Health Committee by Senator Alexander. But here's the point. Most of the stuff that we deal with Alzheimer's deals with the amount of money that we give to the National Institute of Health for research generally. And then they're going to get a big increase for this year that we're in. And by doing that, we would expect more money to go into Alzheimer's research and consequently, hopefully, do some good by getting this disease under control. If you take Alzheimer's, diabetes, let's see, there's a couple others. The bone diseases we have, if you would take three or four of them, they probably end up costing half of what we spend in older age on health care. That would be not only a better quality of life for everybody, but it would be saving the taxpayers a heck of a lot of money. Mike.
Senator, you recently talked about preventing abuse of young athletes. Can you give us a rundown of what is being done on that front?
Yeah. Well, we're finally getting a bill. I think it's going to be get to the president, signed by the president, that would, first of all, take money that the American Olympic Committee gets and take a certain amount of it. I don't know whether it's $10 million or $20 million, but the figure, by the way, this is not in my committee, even though I'm involved in it. I'm involved in it with some things that I got added to it because I'm on the Judiciary Committee and they come within the jurisdiction of the Judiciary Committee. But the Commerce Committee cooperated with the incorporation of some of the provisions in my bill. But the end result of it is we want to make sure that that the Olympic Committee and their subsidiaries, like the most recent case, that they're going to police it so it can't happen the way what happened to the girls and things of that nature. So that's the main goal of accomplishing. Now, my part of it was to make sure that the money that is spent in a way that that's got integrity to it. In other words, to make sure that the money is used for the purpose it was intended to use for. Back to Nikki.
Okay. And, you know, you see in the headlines quite often, could you give us on the impeachment inquiry? Like, where's that standing at today?
Yeah. Well, it is supposed that the House of Representatives, before Christmas, will pass two, three, or four articles of impeachment. Now, at this point, nobody in the Senate's involved in it. When it comes to the United States Senate, we're involved in jurors, just like you were on a juror there in Cherokee County. You'd have to have an open mind or you wouldn't be able to be on the jury. So it's important that senators not express too much views about, well, first of all, we don't even know what the articles of impeachment are going to be. We got some supposition of what they're going to be, but we don't have them and won't have them for another couple weeks. Then we sit as jurors and we decide guilty or not guilty. And that goes on for a process of, let's say, in the case of Clinton, it went on for 5 weeks. We sit for 6 out of 7 days for at least 6 or 7 hours being jurors. We listen to the House of Representatives act as prosecutors. Actual members of the House of Representatives come over to the Senate to say why the president should be found guilty. The president will have his lawyers in the United States Senate as defense attorneys saying why he should not be found guilty of impeachment articles. And that's kind of the way the process works. Now, in the meantime, I haven't been paying too much attention to what's going on in the House of Representatives. In fact, through 3 weeks of secret hearings and 2 weeks of televised hearings, I only had a chance in a long period of time to look at about 2 or 3 hours of the last Friday, I believe it was, or maybe it was the first Friday of the 2 weeks. Anyway, so my impression is simply this, that so far most of the accusations are backed up by either hearsay or second or third reports, not primary reports. And it seems to me like they're kind of making a weak case, but we'll have to wait and see what they come up with. Is it Mike?
Yes, sir. Are reports of failing health for Justice Ginsburg the beginning of another nomination fight?
Well, of course it'll be a big fight if she would resign or other reasons not be on the court. And I think it'd probably even be bigger than what we had for Kavanaugh. Does that answer your question?
Yes, sir.
Okay, back to Nikki.
Senator, could you tell us maybe about what more you feel can be done regarding foster care? I saw a release a couple weeks ago. I'd like to hear you tell us about that.
Well, the best thing that you can do is don't leave kids in foster care a very long period of time. The best thing would be to reunite with immediate family or blood relatives. If that can't be done, then to get adoption for the kids so they're not in foster care. My position on foster care has been evolving over the last 25 years when I first got involved in it, and I've been very involved in foster care issues. By listening to the kids, now understand these kids might be in 2 or 3 different schools and 2 or 3 different homes in one school year. And so you listen to these kids as we take a point of doing 2 or 3 times a year. You always hear the common theme. I want a mom and dad. I want a permanent home. They want permanence. That's very important. And that's what we need to do in foster care. Mike?
Senator, would you be able to give us your thoughts on, as the caucus season nears, who the Democratic nominee is going to be?
Well, I can only go by the polls, except I would modify the polls with this recent occurrence. First of all, I would say the top three are going to be the Buttigieg, Warren, and Sanders. Now, that puts Biden in fourth place. So I would modify who's going to be in the top three by the fact that I think Biden's going to be very much helped by Secretary and former Governor Bill Vilsack and his wife, back in Biden. Back to Nikki.
Senator, could you talk about some important issues, you know, as we're approaching the holidays, break is coming. As you go back into Washington, D.C., what are some important issues that you're going to focus on the upcoming year?
Well, if these aren't done, what I'm going to focus on for the next month, if these don't get done in the next month, then I'm going to focus on them early next year. Reducing drug prices based upon the bill that I got out of the Senate Finance Committee that I chair on a 19-9 vote. And the White House backs my bill. The other thing would be the U.S.-Mexico-Canadian agreement. I think we really got a good chance of getting the trade agreement between Mexico, Canada, and the United States done yet this year. I think it's a longer shot to think we're going to get something done on drug pricing between now and the end of the year. But so that would be my number one goal going into next year. Mike, you're going to have the last question.
Other than the USMCA, do you see any other areas of cooperation between the two parties still this year?
Well, it's, at least in the United States Senate, we have a very strong bipartisan bill on drug pricing. And then in a couple other committees on things dealing with health care costs, like Senator Alexander Committee, or a couple, three or four bills coming out of judiciary dealing with generic drugs. A lot of bipartisan cooperation on those things. I think that there'll be bipartisan cooperation, but not as strongly bipartisan on USMCA. I believe that that we'll eventually get something done for tax policy like biodiesel and another group of 32 bills that we call extenders. That's always been very bipartisan.
Thank you, Nikki and Mike, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.